It's Friday, the 26th of March 2010, and I can't believe it's a week since the Jabba Pussy Roundup. My goodness. And today is a Friday and everybody should be excited. Personally, I'm not. I'm missing that supercharged, inspirational, motivational environment where I was a week ago in Crested Butte, Colorado for the Jabba Pussy Roundup. Oh man, that was such a great event. Great for the corridor discussions, and the people at the conference were really fantastic, and they are really the best in the Java community, the dedicated developers, designers, and architects. Congratulations if you attended the Java Pussy Roundup 2010. The Java Pussy Roundup is organized by a team of four lads called the Java Pussy, who produce this podcast every 2 weeks now, maybe 2-3 weeks now. It used to be every week. And really, the conference is really an unconference. It's an open space event created and managed by Bruce Eckel, who also lives in Crested Butte, Colorado. And the highlight of the week for me was looking and developing this JavaFX application called the which was called the Zen Writer Effects. Let me get that right. Which is a JavaFX copy, a reproduction of something called the Browser, and the name gives away what the purpose is. It's basically an editor which takes over the full screen of your desktop and plays ambient music in the background, and it's supposed to be themeable. So we spent the first Monday developing that application, really. And on the following days, we had a lot of discussion on businesses, and it was really a cool reflection on the management practices that we have in our businesses. So I guess most of you are technical. Barry Hawkins had this really great technical session, or really discussion, on when the wheels come off agile. In other words, that a business or knows they, like an alcoholic, they're needing some agile development. And so they come in and ask someone like Barry, as a consultant, what can we do? How do we get agile? And the first thing they say is torpedo themselves. Oh, we would like to not do the daily stand-up meeting. So I'm laughing here, because obviously if you do agile and scrum practices, you know, and think about lean methodologies, that's one of the first tenets of agile development. You need that daily stand-up meeting, and not to draw it out into hours and hours. So management practices and how it relates to technical software development was really quite amusing. Of course, there was a lot of talk on Scala, the adoption and the professional take-up of Scala. Not many people are privileged to do Scala development and get paid for it. Scala is a frighteningly powerful functional language, and as in the case of the famous quote by Yanni Stroustrup, the author of C++, you can do anything you want and in C++, but you can also shoot your whole toe off, which was, I believe, the quote by Yanni. So yeah, a lot of things, a lot of interesting insights at the roundup, and really I think it's a point of change. I do think that the developers and designers and architects out there are turning the corner, and they will have their respect, and their day in the world. I'll see you later.